KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we're mostly cloudy skies, some light fog here in Atlantic, and it's 22 degrees. We're looking for it to be cloudy today, a mixture of light snow, rain, and freezing drizzle this morning, becoming light snow this afternoon, a high around 33. There is a winter weather advisory currently in effect until 3 o'clock for Monona, Harrison, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, Page, and Shelby counties. That advisory is in effect until midnight tonight for Cass, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Crawford, Carroll, and Sac counties. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Western Iowa news, authorities say a Louisiana man has been killed in a snowmobile accident. The accident was reported a little before 10:30 p.m. Saturday at a field about 5 miles northwest of Whiting. Authorities say David Daigle of Baton Rouge struck an irrigation pivot as he tried to cut across a farm field. Daigle was pronounced dead later at Mercy Medical Center in Sioux City. The Monona County Sheriff's Office is investigating the accident. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce hosted its annual dinner Saturday at the Cass County Community Center, sponsored by Denner Motor Company. Dinner was catered by Atlantic Hy-Vee and was open to the entire community. The chamber discussed accomplishments of not only the chamber, but the community in 2015, as well as goals for the new year. Successful businesses, organizations, and individual leaders in the community were honored for their commitment and support of the Atlantic area. The Business of the Year was awarded to Renew Ag Supply for their dedication to consumers and their support of the Atlantic area. The Distinguished Service Award was given to Geis Perry Jewelry for over 40 years of commitment, generosity, and support of local businesses and events. The Community Betterment Award was given to the Atlantic Rotary Club for their value and dedication to the community each and every day. Ambassador of the Year was awarded to Dan Mayman for faithfully attending visits throughout the year, showing support for area businesses and fellow ambassadors. The Star Ambassadors of the Year are Dolly Bergman, Sue Murray, Russ Joyce, and Pat McCurdy. Volunteer of the Year was awarded to Dr. Keith Leonard for his willingness to help in any event with a smile on his face and a helpful giving attitude. And finally, the Educator of the Year was awarded to Michelle Huber for her commitment to making sure every child succeeds. Along with the awards, the 2016 campaign Explore, Discover, and Share was also introduced. The Explore, Discover, Share campaign will encourage residents and visitors to explore local businesses and attractions to discover something new. The goal of the campaign is to raise awareness for all the great businesses, interesting history, and exciting experiences available in Atlantic and Cass County. Community members and visitors share their photos and experiences will be part of the Explore Challenge contest and will be eligible to win prizes throughout the campaign. People will submit their photos and experiences of designated places on www.atlanticiowa.com to be shared on social media. Explore, Discover, and Share will kick off this spring. More information regarding the campaign, attractions, businesses participating, and prizes awarded will be released as the kickoff date gets closer. Organizers with RAGBRAI, the Des Moines Register's annual Great Bike Ride Across Iowa, announced Saturday the route in overnight towns for their 2016 ride. The 44th annual event, which spans about 420 miles this year, is set to take place July 23rd through the 30th in southern Iowa. According to the paper, this year's ride and social gathering begins July 23rd in Glenwood and ends July 30th in Muscatine. Overnight communities include Shenandoah and Creston in southwest Iowa, Leon and Centerville in south central Iowa, and in southeastern Iowa, overnight stops will include the towns of Ottumwa and Washington. Estimates have shown that RAGBRAI can bring in $3 million a day to local economies. That's everything from gas to meals to sodas. Sioux City officials are exploring a plan to help protect the historic status of the city's Rose Hill neighborhood. The Sioux City Journal reports there are currently no guidelines in place to promote historical conversation in the Rose Hill neighborhood, which includes 152 parcels on 40 acres. Charlie Cowell, a planner in the city's Community Development Department, says the plan includes a rezoning of the area, which will set a design standard for exterior building renovations. Rose Hill was placed on the National Register of Historic Places in 2012. The city council is set to discuss the Rose Hill plan today. And companies trying to expand high-speed internet in Iowa say a key part of Governor Terry Branstad's new broadband law is not formally in effect, and that could hinder their future projects in the state. At the heart of the 2015 law is a 10-year property tax exemption for service providers who build new broadband infrastructure in limited areas. More than 6 months later, those companies are waiting for the Iowa Department of Revenue to write rules to apply for the exemption. Iowa law specifies an annual February 1st deadline for applications to be submitted, although there is some flexibility for seeking tax relief up to 2 years later. Department spokeswoman Victoria Daniels says the agency hopes to provide a draft of the rules soon, but the process may take months. In the funeral announcements, Veronica Mader, age 87, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. A mass of Christian burial for Veronica Mader will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield, with a luncheon to follow at the church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Bobby Rutherford, age 78, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Bobby Rutherford will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Infant twins Braxton Michael and Bentley Wayne Farlow of Greenfield, the sons of Ashley and William Farlow of Greenfield, died Friday at the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. Funeral services for Braxton and Bentley Farlow will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Darlene Jorgensen, age 86, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Taylor Hospice House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Darlene Jorgensen will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Brayton, with a luncheon to follow at the church. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Melissa Missy Jones, age 49, and John Allen Maxwell, age 39, both of Walnut, died last Tuesday as the result of a traffic accident. A visitation for Missy Jones and John Maxwell will be held on Saturday from 2 until 5 p.m. at the Atlantic Senior Citizens Center. There will be no funeral services. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is assisting the family. And Viola Sander, age 92, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Viola Sander are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.